Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to release yourself from inner barriers, a Wiccan perspective. Many of us put up fences and barriers to the things that we really want in life. I'm going to share with you three insights and some methods on how to remove those barriers. The first one is inner barriers used to protect us when we were young. As we grew up, we got beliefs from either parents or guardians or just from dealing with life in general. A lot of times these beliefs can create barriers to what we really want in life. For example, if you were chastised as a child for talking to strangers and then you get your own business, you may shy away from making those contacts and talking to people when you really need to in order to run that business successfully. The second thing I want to talk about is you really have to name the barrier in order to fix it. For example, Susan was berated as a child by her father. She got the impression as a young child that love equaled berating. So as an adult, she picks partners that are abusive. In order for her to live in a healthy way, she needs to name this faulty rule that she got as a child. She could say, I'm completely done with it. No longer love is berating. So my point being is that you really have to name the problem in order to fix the problem. And the third thing is, an insight about your barrier is not enough. You need to transform it. We use meditation, a tool that witches use to transform a problem into something healthy and good. So I recommend that you go to episode 1 in this podcast and listen to the self-love meditation. In this way, you hopefully will be able to transform inner beliefs about yourself into positive ones. In summary, I shared 3 insights. Number 1, inner barriers protected us when we were young. Number 2, you have to name the barrier to fix it. And number 3, an insight about your barrier is not enough. You need to transform it. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. And for more information, visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.